You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. This is Jane Theresa Anderson, and today we have Joe on the line. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Jane.
What have you been dreaming?
Yeah, I've been dreaming that I was talking to a group of people, but I knew that I was dead. I was kind of late in the evening, and I pretended that I wasn't dead, but I just kept talking to them. And then I'll take myself away, I walked away, and my sister, my older sister, followed me. And she said to me, "But you are dead, aren't you?" I said, I admitted, for a little while I paused, I admitted, "Yes, I'm dead." But I felt really shame and embarrassed that I actually died before her. And that's when I woke up.
That's a really scary dream to have, yeah. I'm really glad that you brought that one up, because quite often people have dreams where they die and are too frightened to mention them to other people. So this is really great that we can talk about this one. Joe, just one question. Your elder sister in the dream, what kind of personality has she got in life?
She's kind of a happy person, quite happy and straightforward.
Straightforward, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And are you straightforward in life?
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No.
It's often in a dream you often find two opposites, so it's quite important sometimes to find the opposites, and they're often in the personality of somebody close in the dream. So one of the things we're looking at in this dream is how straightforward you are or aren't, and whether that's and how that's doing you good. Now, you start with a group of friends, and are these just friends in the dream, or are these people you know in your life?
I'm sorry?
The group of people in the dream that you're standing with, are they people that you actually know in your life, or are they just any old people in the dream?
No, any people. I don't know them in a life. No.
Okay, that's great. What you've got in the dream is the feeling of all these people don't know that I'm dead, but I know that I'm dead. And as you say, you're pretending not to be dead. And then later on in the dream, you have to acknowledge, well, actually, okay, well, yeah, I am dead. So that kind of feeling in a dream, it's more like there's somewhere in life where you are feeling that you're not showing and expressing your whole vitality. You know, there's somewhere in life where you're holding back and not really letting your full life show. And standing there, and you're getting away with it. You're getting away with it beautifully in life. Nobody knows the difference. It's only you that knows that there's a part of yourself that doesn't quite feel as lively and as expressing itself as it should.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of yourself you're holding back, and you've kind of got that there with your sister in the dream, who's usually quite straightforward, and she's also very bubbly and happy, and you're not so straightforward in life. So the dream in part is saying, well, maybe there's an opportunity for you to bring more of your liveliness and your own vitality into your everyday life, not to hold back so much. And it's probably you hold back because you're a bit scared of being too straightforward with people. You know, you probably...
That's right.
Is that right?
That is exactly right, yes.
Yeah.
I think it's partly my fears are holding me back, you know, that not being straightforward and, you know, that people, they might get hurt by my comments or the way I am, you know, and they might not really like me for the person that I am.
Yeah, that's right. And so these are only fears that you have within yourself. And they, as long as you're aware when you're interacting with people and being yourself, that you're not saying anything hurtful, or, you know, you're not saying anything that would upset them, then you can let yourself flow more naturally. So, and there's also the sense at the end of the dream where you said you felt a sense of shame when you had to admit you were dead, you know, shame that, you had died before your sister, so to speak, and your sister is not only straightforward but happy and bubbly in the dream. So that sense of shame that you had in the dream is sort of feeling, well, I'm kind of a bit ashamed. I would be ashamed that if people didn't respond to me being bubbly, or I'd be ashamed if, as you described there, you know, that people were frightened of me. So there's probably a time, probably when you think about this after this phone call, there's probably a time when you were younger, and you know, there was you and your sister, and she or somebody else made you feel slightly ashamed for being outspoken and straightforward.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
And so, unfortunately, we take these things into adulthood and we still feel that way and think, oh, I better not say what I really feel. I better not show them how happy I really am or how I really feel, because I'm going to feel like I did when I was a child and feel ashamed. But,
yes,
you know, that was so many years ago, and things have changed. So,
no, that's right, because as a child, my sister shamed me in a certain way. So, yeah, it makes sense what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay. That's wonderful. So, Joe, thank you for sharing your dream. And because it made sense, just find a way now to let that go. You know, that shame and the way that your sister treated you and made you feel that way was so long in the past. And you have so much more to contribute to everybody in your life now by, you know, by showing them more of your life and your vitality. So the way that you can do this is not only to know that, but to imagine while you're awake that you're back in that dream again and back in that group of friends. But this time, imagine that instead of being dead, you're actually like the life and soul of the party, you know, and just picture yourself standing there laughing, having a really good time, and picture them all responding to you like you have such a spark of vitality. And the more you visualize that and feel that and visualize that, the more you'll let that part of yourself show in life.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your dream, Joe, because you will have helped many people there.
Well, thank you for interpreting for me, Jane.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to The Dream Show at lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsite. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsite Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.
Well, thanks for listening to another edition of The Dream Show. You can find more information about dream interpretation and analysis on my website at www.dream.net.au. And my audiobook, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips, is also an excellent reference that will help you interpret and understand your own dreams, and it's also available from the Lifestyle Pod Network. So for more information, visit my website or lifestylepodnetwork.com for more details. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you next time for The Dream Show.